This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Rainbow Report on Unchristian Christians. We've been hearing a fair bit lately from, frankly, self-righteous Christians bashing us around like the little hairy balls they used to bash around at the tennis centre. So I thought it was time we showed all those uncharitable, unloving, dangerous Christians where they've gone wrong and how to do it right. We'll start with marriage. They're always on about protecting marriage, as if marriage was some sort of giant panda that needed its habitat conserved. And perhaps they're right. It does seem to be dying out, with many choosing not to get married at all, and many marriages breaking down. The unchristian Christian solution is to put a noose around the panda's neck and draw it ever tighter, restrict access to it, make even more restrictive rules. Alex Greenwich of Australian Marriage Equality thinks otherwise. He was in Canberra today for the announcement of a new Senate inquiry into equal marriage. We'll talk to him in a moment. Now, Margaret Court has been crying victim all the way to the bank as the community has turned the searchlight on her claims to be able to assist gays and lesbians to overcome their lifestyle choice. With the help of prayer, though, of course, you do have to be a member of her congregation and turn over 10% of your income first. Paul Martin used to be spokesperson and leader of Exodus, perhaps the world's best-known ex-gay organisation, claiming to turn gays straight, with a bit of help from God and their bank balances, of course. Paul was a poster boy of success for the movement, but he now realises he was gay all along and never changed and never could. He left the movement and trained as a psychologist who now helps people overcome the damage done by people like Exodus and Court. Unchristian charity was also on display when the Lilydale Baptist Church sacked the Reverend Matt Glover for supporting marriage equality and kicked him and his family out of their family home. Married with two young children, he now needs all the support he can get. Carl Catter, Bob's nicer half-brother, reckons the gay community owes Matt some help, so he's organising a benefit, and of course he's joining me in the studio this evening. So we'll talk about that in more detail later, Carl, but you reckon he needs some help here? And you reckon we're the people to give it?
Oh, definitely. The best thing we can do for Matt is get together and support him. We need to support our supporters. And, you know, to be treated the way he has is pretty disgusting. And
okay, well, that's the point, isn't it? We will behave like Christians even if the Christians won't.
Damn right.
Yes, right. And finally today, Tony Briffer, the intersex mayor of Hobsons Bay, will be dropping by to tell us how Midsummer is travelling in the lands out west. First up, Alex Greenwich and marriage equality. Here we go again. Another Senate inquiry into same-sex marriage. I kind of have the impression we've been here before, so why are we going there again? And I'm putting that question now to the leader of Australian Marriage Equality, Alex Greenwich. Good evening, Alex.
Good evening, Doug. Good evening, Carl.
Hey, Alex.
Now, we're having another Senate inquiry. Haven't we done this already?
There was an inquiry in 2009, but of course a lot has changed since then. Since that time, support for marriage equality has increased. There's been a lot more pro-marriage equality research done, and a lot of the research and arguments which were put forward by the other side last time have been largely discredited, shown up by comparative studies, and we're able to put a better case forward this time round for sure. Plus, we now have the backing of a major party with Labor endorsing marriage equality, thanks to the great work of Rainbow Labor. So we're in a completely different ball game, in a completely different situation this time. And I'm confident that the Senate inquiry will certainly pave a winnable way forward for the campaign.
Well, I suppose there's one good thing about it is that if it's managed right, it will slow down what appeared to be a rather excessive rush to bring in a marriage equality bill by the Labor Party. This will cause a little bit of a delay, which will give us more time, I suppose, to try and persuade people over to our side.
Exactly, and it helps the momentum continue to grow. You know, two things we know is if there was a vote in the first week back, it would fail. The other thing we know is the momentum towards marriage equality is unstoppable, and we win more hearts and minds with every day. So an inquiry like this allows us to have people like Paul Martin talk about the mental health benefits. It allows people like Carl to talk about the impact of homophobia in rural and regional Australia. It allows people like Olivia Newton-John to come and present and say why marriage equality is important to her as a prominent Australian. And it allows mums like Shelley Argent or Jeff Thomas to make submissions and present as well. And it also forces people like Jim Wallace to actually have to answer questions about the research and studies that they all put up. It allows people, it allows all the religious arguments against marriage equality to be challenged. And it also allows those priests who supported people like Matt Glover to also present an alternative Christian view on support for marriage equality.
Yeah, that it seems to me that there's an increasing air of desperation about the people who don't want marriage equality. I've been reading the stuff online, for example, from people like Bill Muhlenberg and that, but even Margaret Court, and in the remarks she made that created the current little controversy that's going on around her, in which I have some small part. She seemed to be getting slightly hysterical, almost talking as if like stealing something that didn't belong to us kind of thing. That's the language of desperation, isn't it?
It is, and that sort of language needs to be challenged, and it needs to be challenged in the right forum. And to my mind, that is a Senate inquiry. We need people to be able to answer these claims, to explain what they're based on, and I think what we'll find is that they're baseless. We are no threat at all to Margaret Court, to her church, to her marriage, to her faith in any way whatsoever. The thing that always strikes me, and I was talking to a coalition MP about this the other week, he said to me, Alex, the only people talking about marriage at the moment are the gays. You all want to get married. Why do people think it's a threat? We are the ones talking about it. We are the ones wanting to join the institution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm suspicious of inquiries and things, but I think this one might actually do us a little bit of good. You were saying last time you were on the program that we needed to buy time, in particular to persuade some coalition MPs over onto our side, and this is a good opportunity to do that, both publicly in the forum that the inquiry gives us, but also privately behind the scenes. You've been in Canberra today. What's the feeling like there?
There seem to be a lot of relief and excitement around the idea of a Senate inquiry. Relief from the standpoint that we now have a forum to progress the debate, a forum outside of an angry argument in the lower house, a forum inside a mature Senate inquiry, mm-hmm. And also excitement from people who want to, A, put forward the case for marriage equality, and B, want to see the positive impact that putting forward the case for marriage equality will have on undecided MPs.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Alex. We'll talk more on this with Carl, obviously, because he's here with us and he's also part of the campaign, as well as talking about the Reverend Glover. But I'm cautiously optimistic after hearing what you've got to say.
Okay, well, thank you, Doug.
And I do hope this does pay off, because, you know, for, I think, like a lot of other people, I've had some messages on Facebook and so on today saying, for God's sake, will you people shut up about marriage already? You know, you're equal already. Why do you keep nagging on about marriage and things? And I think there is a danger that there's a kind of marriage fatigue creeping in, with particularly among some of the people who might not care too much about the issue unless it is pushed on them too much. So I think the cooler atmosphere...
Well, I haven't got it yet. I have no marriage equality fatigue, so watch out for all those people.
Well, me neither, Alex. You have a good night.
Thanks so much. Bye.
That was Alex Crinich there from Australian Marriage Equality about the new Senate inquiry into same-sex marriage. As I understand things from sort of sticking my nose around and talking to a few people, this is actually the result of a little backstage conversation between the most unlikely of allies, the Greens and the Liberals, who are talking to each other now. The sympathetic people in the Liberals, that is, who are sympathetic to marriage. So that's very good news, because we haven't had that many bridges into the Liberal Party, and if they're being built now, I think that's a very good idea. Anyway, coming up next, Carl Catter with the story of the Lilydale Baptist minister who was sacked and thrown on the street for supporting gays and lesbians. He says it's time we stood up and helped.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.